Hello, everybody, and welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. It is Monday, March 27th, 2023. Welcome aboard. But before we even start, I have to say that whether you've been around for a while or if you're brand new, if you have not already, you need to watch the other video that I attach to every Monday. It's entitled New to Linchpin. Watch this first. That's exactly what you need to do. You only have to watch that video once and you'll be good to go. But it gives you all the critical information about all the terminology that I'm going to use in these daily videos that will be meaningless. What's the Leo? What's the Neo? Why is there a not for time? The goal times, are they rigid? All that information is in the other video. Watch that, come back here, and then you'll fully benefit from these daily videos. So here we go. And my goal is to just not read all the various workout options. You can certainly do that on your own. It's to give you a little context for the workout, some things to think about, whether you should scale or not. Maybe, you know, ultimately that's your decision, but hopefully it helps give you some context and, you know, make better decisions. So that's the goal. So today's workout is a hero workout entitled Michael. Michael is 3 rounds for time of an 800 meter run, 50 back extensions, and 50 sit-ups. In every hero workout, there's a real human being that lost their life behind it. So if you'd like to learn more about any hero workout that we post, you can just, you know, type it into Google, read the person's story, what happened to them, and all that kind of stuff. This one is an interesting one for me as well. Michael is after a gentleman by the name of Mike McGreevy, who is a former Navy SEAL. And Mike was at SEAL Team 4 at the same time that I was. He was a couple years behind me, but we were there for several years at the same time and went to plenty of meetings with him and plenty of PT sessions and plenty of, you know, passing him in the hallway. And yeah, so it's interesting to, you know, this workout's interesting. Let me just go ahead and leave it at that. So something which should be said is this workout is officially written as 50 back extensions. But there's several things that are all, that are different movements. There's back extensions. It's its own movement. Then there's hip extensions, that's its own movement. And then there's another movement that's called the hip and back extension. That's a third distinct movement called the hip and back extension. Even though this says back extensions, how it's always been said that you should do it, and I agree, is you should do hip extensions, not back extensions. Watch, make sure you watch the demo video today. But hip extensions have a dynamic hip and a static trunk. You're not whipping your spine in and out of flexion and extension. Your trunk stays static and you move just at the hip. That's how I'd recommend you do a workout like this that's for time. And those sit-ups on the floor, ab mat, no ab mat, feet anchored, feet not anchored, however you want to do them. And those are big chunks of work, the back extensions and the sit-ups. So certainly no need to do those unbroken. And we've got other options for you today as well. For the wild card option, we have good mornings in place of the hip extensions or back extensions. In case you don't have a GHD, you've just got yourself an empty barbell, good mornings will treat you just fine. Make sure you watch the video for those as well. Scaled option, we're making it a 4-rounder and we're knocking down the overall work of everything. There's less running, less back extensions, and then we have, you know, less sit-ups in there as well. And of course, if you don't have what you need for the back extensions for the scaled option, you could certainly do the good mornings as well, or you could do Superman's. Limited equipment crew, they're doing good mornings and they're just going to be holding a dumbbell while they do that instead of, you know, they won't have an empty barbell across their back. You could cradle a dumbbell in the front position right there. And that's it. Hero workout, it's a good one. Enjoy it and remember there's a real human being behind that.